Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, City Commissioner Linda Morris joining us in studio here for about another 7 minutes. And again, City Commission meets at 7 p.m. tonight. We've got the sales tax receipts here last Friday for October, which is, we always say that lags 2 months behind, reflective of, I guess, August. So we're starting to get to the end of summer here with these reports. And what was the latest trend you found, Ron?
So it was still doing very well. It was down a little bit from some of our historic aspects. So really looking at comparing it with 2019, it was about 1.98 million in sales, overall sales tax in 2019, and we were at 1.97. So not off much at all. So that's encouraging, you know, and even last year was about 1.95 million, so, or 1.95. So the other very positive aspect has just been our online sales tax collections continues to increase. We call that the compensating use tax, and the legislature in 19 made some changes. Actually, the administration made some changes, and the legislature made some changes this past session to go even further in that collection of online sales. So, for example, in 2019, which was just after some of the legislation was passed, we collected about $250,000 in compensating use tax. This past month, we collected $376,000. So that's and last month, that's more than last month by about 50,000. In 2020, that was 281,000. So that's been a very significant increase. It's not a huge component, but it is a significant number. I think the other thing that we track and delineate is our TIF districts, or so our tax increment financing district. This is that north end district, if you will, where we have quite a bit of retail. This past month, for example, we had 54,000 in collection there. At 19, it was 50, so that's better than it was in 2019. So that's shown that our retail component is starting to really pick back up and solidify. Again, we're, you know, for the year, you know, we're ahead about almost $600,000 from what we budgeted. So that's a positive factor that speaks well of that does show that our local economy is recovering. And there's still some things to go. We did get our transient gas tax report as well. And so this is the bed tax, if you will, for different aspects of things. And it was about $448,000 for the quarter. Again, we're down, you know, our total year to date is about 1.4 million and at its 2019, that was around closer to 2 million. So, but it, you know, that's a sector, the entertainment and meeting sector is still lagging behind and starting to start to catch back up. So that's certainly a improvement that's occurring and something that could continue to improve. And I think going forward, that will help quite a bit. And obviously, COVID impacted that substantially. And we're starting to see some of those numbers come down, although across the state, we're still at substantial or high rates of spread otherwise. But I think total number of cases have been declining steadily over the past few weeks. And certainly, we've seen that here as well.
Yeah.
I would just say about the economy that nationally there are big increases in the price of homes, and the Social Security is scheduled in January to raise their benefits by 5.9%. There are all kinds of changes that COVID has caused, and you know, it hasn't been but 18 months ago, we had some pretty dire things here happening with the city budget. And so nationally, we hear that the economy is recovering. And of course, there's been an infusion of money to help make that happen at the Federal Reserve, at the National, at the Congress and others. But even in Kansas, I'm reading that the economy is basically recovered. and certainly continues to recover. And so I'm really pleased to see the sales tax increases, the as we rebuild our local economy. And I expect it to zoom, actually. I think we're, for this holiday season and through winter, I think we will recover. We have good things ahead. And so I want to just be positive about it. My goodness, everybody's anxious for a return to, quote, normal.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned the compensating use tax. Where would we be without the changes made in 2019? If that hadn't been made, we'd probably be in a lot worse shape, I would think.
Yeah, you know, one of the concerns I had during COVID was obviously there were record online sales, and everybody went there because it was more convenient. Mm-hmm. And that one of the reasons that I think the legislature and others, and we've certainly advocated for, it's a fair playing field, you know, so it really does hurt our brick and mortar stores that have a higher operating cost than, you know, warehouse factories that ship online. So, it's a huge, I think, change in fairness. And so we appreciate the legislature, and that's a big help locally and levels that playing field for our local businesses.
Well, we're out of time here, but an hour went by pretty quickly here. Linda, thanks for being here. Ron,
thank you.
Good to see you again.
Thanks, Brandon.
And we'll talk again real soon. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have USD 3D3 on with us, Marvin Wade and a school board member, as well as the Manhattan Fire Department. We'll also hear from Gina Snyder, downtown Manhattan. A lot of things going on downtown to be excited about here this month.